Here is your morning brief for Friday, September 30th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Ian, the powerful storm that slammed into Florida on Wednesday has now regained hurricane strength as it heads toward the Carolinas. The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening storm surge along the Carolina coast later today, as well as likely flooding rains across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia. Back in Florida, recovery efforts are underway as officials assess the damage of what Governor Ron DeSantis described as a 500-year flood event. Russian President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to participate in a ceremony today in which four occupied regions of Ukraine will formally be accepted into Russia. Next week, the upper house of Russia's parliament is expected to rubber stamp the annexation of the occupied Ukrainian territories. Members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and allied countries on Friday said they do not and will never recognize Moscow's claims to sovereign Ukrainian territory. And the Eurozone's annual rate of inflation hit double digits in September, with consumer prices 10% higher than a year earlier. That marks the highest inflation rate since records began in 1997. The accelerating rise in consumer prices is likely to prompt the European Central Bank to raise its key interest rate again next month. Asian stock markets ended the day mixed, while European shares were up in early trading. U.S. stock futures also headed up. Investors will be watching U.S. spending, income, and inflation figures for August due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.